This is the Big 550 KTRS. I am Paul Harris. Gary Johnson was the governor of New Mexico, and when he was in that post, I had a long conversation with him on the air one day about his libertarian principles when it came to drugs. Drugs like marijuana, which of course has been in the news quite a bit over the course of the last couple of days, because Washington State has now become the second state after Colorado to legalize recreational marijuana. And we've got nearly two dozen states across the country, not including Missouri, that allow medical marijuana sales. So I thought, now's a good time to bring back Gary Johnson, who, by the way, ran for the presidency in 2012. That didn't go so well, but he's been involved in lots of other things, and now, I think, wants to get into the marijuana business. He's got a new company called Cannabis Sativa, Inc. So, Gary, welcome back to the show.
Hey, Paul. Thank you for having me on. It's great to be on with you.
Are you still in New Mexico?
I am. I built my dream home north of Taos and live there because the skiing there is as good as anywhere on the planet, and that happens to be one of my passions.
Now, New Mexico has not legalized marijuana for recreational purposes. Do they have a medical marijuana law there?
They do, and it's very restrictive. But what we're betting on is that the whole country does, in fact, legalize marijuana, and I'll give that about a 10-year time frame. I'm believing that maybe there will be a couple of holdouts. Alabama, Mississippi come to mind as maybe the two holdouts.
Yeah.
And then as the U.S. goes, so goes the world. So we're really looking at a worldwide legalized environment here over the next decade.
Do you think this is a faction? Do you think that the legalization of recreational marijuana is a factor of changing attitudes about the drug, or other states seeing the huge amounts of sales tax revenue coming in Colorado, and they all want a piece of that for their own bottom lines?
Well, Paul, I think it's important to point out that the real savings or the real money generator for states is not going to be in taxes collected. It's going to be savings when it comes to law enforcement, the courts, and the prisons. I mean, that savings is going to dwarf any tax revenues from marijuana. You know, there are two sides to marijuana.